This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A spokesman for the Syrian Democratic Forces has announced that the Islamic State group has in fact been defeated after the remnants of the group hiding in caves within the town of Baghouz were flushed out. At its height in 2014, IS ruled over large swaths of Syria and Iraq, boasting dual capitals in Raqqa, Syria, Mosul, and Iraq. Since then, the U.S.-led international coalition, along with partners on the ground, have rolled back the terror group's hold. The last territory under IS control, a couple of scraps of land in Baghouz, began to slip through the terror group's grip for a good late Thursday into early Friday, after the U.S.-led coalition launched a new wave of airstrikes targeting the remaining IS-held positions. After nearly 2 years of investigation, Special Counsel Robert Mueller has handed in its report on Russian interference in the 2016 election and any connection to President Trump's campaign. We get more from AP's Ed Donahue.
Before leaving the White House for Florida, President Trump used familiar words to try to discredit the report.
There was no collusion. There was no obstruction. Everybody knows it. It's all a big hoax. I call it the witch hunt.
And the president told Fox Business Channel he doesn't even like the creation of the Mueller team.
I have a deputy appoints a man to write a report on me to make a determination on my presidency. People will not stand for it.
The president called Robert Mueller a best friend to James Comey, who succeeded Mueller as FBI director. There's no evidence the two are close friends. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And in the reaction to the announcement, the Senate's Democratic leader and other Democratic leaders say the public deserves to see all of the Mueller report. Thousands of people gathered Friday for a mass funeral in a cemetery in New Zealand, where 26 of the 50 victims of a mass shooting at two mosques last Friday were buried. The youngest victim buried was 3 years old. This is the